The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house, and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Just recently, someone encouraged me to read about St. Peter Chanel, a priest, a saint whom I knew absolutely nothing about. And so I looked him up on my phone. And St. Peter Chanel lived in the 1800s, and he helped to found a new order in the church, a tiny band of missionaries. He and a few other priests, they wanted to bring the faith to a part of the world that had never had it preached to them before. And so they went off to the South Seas, to the islands there. He particularly went to the land of Futuna to bring the message of salvation. When he arrived, he was surprised to find that they welcomed him with great joy. He was immediately received by the people there. But as soon as he started to learn the language, and therefore began to spread the faith, the king of the island became angry. But it was not until the king's son came to him and said, "Dad, I want to be baptized," that he became infuriated. He sent a warrior off with an axe and a club to take St. Peter's life. He lived on that island for maybe a year, and then he was gone. His life looked like a total failure. Within 5 months, the entire island was converted. St. Peter Chanel was the sacrificial offering to obtain their salvation. I can't help but think of St. Stephen from yesterday, the conversion of St. Paul, how all down through the history of the church, many saints have believed that it was St. Stephen's prayer, the moment before he died, when he said, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them," and made the offering of his life that obtained the conversion of St. Paul. Our Lord says today to the 72, and through them to all of us, "I am sending you like lambs among wolves." Why would he do such a thing? What is a lamb surrounded by wolves? A sacrifice, a victim, an offering. He does it so that other souls might be saved, that we might help to merit the grace that they can go to heaven, that we might share in his sacrifice, he who is the Lamb of God. The entire language of Scripture from the very beginning is all about sacrifice. And St. Paul exhorts all of us, offer your lives as living sacrifices. Now, for most of us, for most Christians all down through the ages, that was not a bloody martyrdom. It was the struggle of living in this world a faithful Christian life, and all the pains that come with that. Earlier this week, I read an article about two brothers. They either lived in Norway or Belgium, one of the northern European countries. They were in their 40s. They both had a degenerative eye disease. So what they do, they wrote a letter to the officials, to the government, and asked that they would have permission to be euthanized so that they would not have to suffer such a disease. They obtained permission. Their lives were legally taken. And I thought, my goodness, where is this world going? And then I read our president's inaugural address. He vows that same-sex marriage becomes normal in our country. He relates it to the African-Americans trying to get rights. And I think, where is our nation going? And what will it be like to be a priest in such a land? Will the Catholic Church have to go underground? And then we come to today, and I can't help but think there are no more fitting words to read before we go on this walk. I am sending you like lambs among wolves. And I can't help but think of the early Christians going into the Colosseum. And what did they do as they entered? They sang songs of joy that they might, like our Lord, be sacrificed for the salvation of souls. Let's ask their intercession that we would not be afraid to be those lambs.